Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy. Thank you for tuning in and spending the next 30 minutes or so with me. Today we're going to be discussing the debates. Tonight is the final debate between President Obama and his opponent, Mitt Romney. And special guest today is comedian Rodney Perry. He's going to stop through. We're going to discuss the debates a little bit and also see what else Rodney has cooking. So stay tuned, stay locked, don't go nowhere. And we'll be right back. Psy Effect Radio Show. Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there. Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect Radio Show. See you there. Welcome back to the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy. If you are just tuning in, today we're going to be discussing the presidential debates, and also my special guest will be comedian Rodney Perry. He'll be stopping through in a little bit. Now, last week's debate was pretty intense, but first I want to applaud the moderator, Ms. Candy Crawley, if I'm not mistaken, for doing an exceptional job in moderating the debate. I think the second debate was with the president was very organized, and despite Mitt Romney's continued arrogance, rudeness, of course, not answering a straight question, talking around the question. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what his 5-point plan is. Am I the only one that's confused about that? Because I'm sitting here scratching my head and wondering, what the hell is he talking about? But anyway, something interesting happened today. Mitt's son, Tag, was on a show, and he really had something interesting to say about the president and how the president reacted to Mitt's extra aggressiveness. Check this out.
What is it like for you to hear the president of the United States call your dad a liar?
How do you react to that? Well, jump out of your seat and you want to rush down the debate stage and take a swing at him. But you know you can't do that because, first, because there's a lot of Secret Service between you and him, but also because this is the nature of the process.
Am I the only one that thinks that his comment is very disrespectful, just like his father? As a matter of fact, Tag is worried about the wrong thing. Tag need to be concerned about why in the hell his father agreed to name him Tag. What the hell is a tag? Seriously. You know, I mean, this is just crazy. I have never heard anyone publicly threatened to physically do harm to any president of the United States ever. And, of course, this is not made a big deal of. Could it be they didn't make a big deal out of it because he's a black president? I don't know. Or did they take it as a joke and he was just merely joking and expressing himself? Will the security be beefed up at this final debate because they think Tag gonna rush the stage We'll see. But, Tag, you need to be more concerned with Mrs. Obama versus the Secret Service, okay? I'm just saying, because a black woman is never afraid to stand up for her man and throw some bows. Now, let's discuss some of the things that Obama has done during his time as president. You know, a lot of people saying that, you know, the economy hasn't gotten any better, things are still bad out there, but we're going to go through a list of things that Obama has done since becoming president 4 years ago. He passed the health care reform. After five presidents over a century failed to create universal health care insurance, signed the Affordable Health Care Act in 2010. It will cover 32 million uninsured Americans beginning in 2014. He passed the stimulus. He passed Wall Street reform. He ended the war, ordered all U.S. military forces out of the country. Last troops left on December 18, 2011. He began the downdraw of the war in Afghanistan. He eliminated Osama bin Laden in 2011, ordered special forces raid of secret compound in Pakistan, in which the terrorist leader was killed. Trove of Al-Qaeda documents were discovered. He turned around the U.S. auto industry. He recapitalized banks. He repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, ending the 1990-era restriction and formalized new policy allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military for the first time. He reversed Bush's torture policies. He improved American image abroad. He created Race to the Top. He coordinated international response to finances crisis. He passed a mini stimuli, and he tightened the sanctions on Iran. And that's just to name a couple of things that he has done. So I'm just baffled as to why people keep saying that he hasn't done anything. Of course he's done a lot of things. I don't know if people are expecting some type of magic for things to get better after 8 years of the Bush administration, but I am pleased with what our president has done for the United States of America thus far, and I know another 4 years he can do much, much more if we give him the chance and the time to do so. And of course, that is my opinion. You are entitled to yours, and I am entitled to mine. I don't care who you vote for, as long as you vote come November, okay? Now, Rodney Perry is going to be hanging out with me. We're going to go to him really quick and see what's going on and see what his thoughts are regarding the debate. Welcome back to the Psy Effect Radio Show, Rodney.
What's up, sis? How you doing today?
Hey, you know how I do.
I'm fresh off the toilet.
And I'm so glad, you know, you flushed before we started talking. You know, you ain't got me on the phone.
No, I've been saving it just for the call. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Rodney, I know you've been listening and watching the debate.
What is your take? My wife told me, how much more do you want to know? Because I've watched everything.
From the beginning to the end.
Oh, my God. I watch all the commentary. Then I watch Fox to see what they doing over there.
Oh,
then I go HLN. Then I try to find Candy, what's Candy's name?
I think her name was Candy Crawley.
I said Candy like she had some candy under that desk. And Candy and some snacks and cookies.
Yes, she did. They wasn't taking a break, but I bet Candy was.
That's what you heard during the thing. That's why they was going long. She was eating. She had some Cheetos.
No, you know, I think President Obama really had this one in the bag, this debate in the bag. The last one, you know, I was a little disappointed because, you know, we were about to pull his black card because he wasn't being aggressive like we want our president to be. But
he's in a very unique situation. And I only heard one of the analysts break this down this way, but it was a body language specialist. She said, mm-hmm. as a black man, he really has to consider how he is aggressive when he's aggressive. So he's got to absolutely consider that because you could come off to a large part of America as a crazy black dude.
Right.
So he's got to always consider that. But in your defense, I think he did go way soft. But I think I think two things. One, he was fatigued. I think he was tired. And two, I think he wasn't prepared for some of the lies. Like, there's a certain sense of integrity you expect your opponent to have. And
right.
I think he just got floored by it. This dude going to say this?
Yes, I can tell his expression. He's like, I know this mug didn't just say that.
Right.
Really? Oh, he's playing like that?
Is
he's
best,
playing dirty?
That is the best non-curse I ever heard. What did you say?
Listen, that's my little sensor thing I do at the house because, you know, I've been trying to stop cursing. You know, I'm a new Christian. So I'm
Let him use you now.
So that motherfucker, you know, that's my thing.
Yeah. I think that's still cousin, though, just because you got so many syllables in.
Oh,
what God. they always say, he know my heart. He know what you want to say.
He knows what the tongue that says.
Hey, so I got one of my boys. He a good Christian boy. He always saying joker. I say, dude, the minute you edit, you still thought of the word. You omitted it, but you just because you ain't say it out loud. Come on, dude.
I know, it's crazy.
Yourself, you know, don't get me started on the Lord. I don't think God is as rigid as our Christian friends tell us. You know,
I
read my Bible.
Right.
Profanity ain't nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere. Don't cuss. Ain't nowhere in it. Look, trust me.
You know, I've been reading. I'm on page 992, and I haven't found it yet. So you may be right.
You know.
You know, it's hard. It really is hard because some curse words be burning my tongue, and I'd be like, "Oh my God, can I?" If I write it down, it's the same as cussing. But anyway.
I can tell you right now, it ain't gonna be the same impact on the cussee. The person you cussing at, they ain't gonna respect it if they gotta read it.
Church. Oh my God. So Obama, you know, I'm pro Obama. We gotta tell these people to vote Monday night.
Yes.
The debates come on again, and
yep.
I think this is a final debate. So what do you think this debate is going to be about? How do you think Obama's going to come out swinging? You think he's going to just pull back a little bit because of the critics, or you think he's going to just pull out that can of whoop-ash?
I don't think he can afford to pull back. I think, you know, this is kind of the last, you know, the ninth hour, the 12th hour, whatever that is. And I really believe he's going to come out swinging. But, you know, I mean, this guy Mitt Romney, you can't really count him out because, this guy is willing to do whatever he has to do to win the state. So when you start dealing with desperation, you know, because there's, you know, I mean, you've seen the different maps and stuff to break down of the countries that are historically Democrat. And, you know, you know, Obama is the incumbent. It's hard to be the guy that's already sitting. So I think, you know, they're going to be talking foreign policy, so it'll be more, you know, stuff about Libya and more examination of Barack Obama's record. But I think when you start looking at, you know, the fact that Bin Laden is gone, the fact that and I don't know if you ever trip off this, you know, he has really never mentioned this stuff before. I mean, they kind of forced his hand to really bring this stuff up because.
Right.
You got to really be conscious of your global positioning when you're talking about Al-Qaeda and things like that, because you know, he could say a speech and it ignites some unrest
right.
over, you know, around the world. So
right.
it's kind of, they forced his hand. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, even after this is over, he's going to have some damage control to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be kind of the source of Mitt Romney's undoing, because people are perceiving another war under his presidency if he's
right. Right. And that's what the Republicans are about. They're about war because war makes money. And, you know.
War is big business.
Yes,
but
big business.
You're talking to an ex-Navy guy, and I understand the ebbs and flows of politics. Like, there needs to be a Democrat in office sometimes, and sometimes it needs to be a Republican because they historically spend money differently. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of about balance. So we need Barack to win to offset the 8 years of Republican
right.
in George Bush. So it's just a matter of balance. This is my problem. You know my real problem?
What? What's your problem?
How we got so many undecided voters still? It's 2 weeks out. I mean, who are these people that's pushing the button on the debate? Who are the people that's sitting there that still ain't sure?
You know, I was wondering the same thing. Who are these people? I'm thinking maybe it's the elderly. I'm thinking maybe it's the younger generation or the college students who are looking for
right.
employment and can't find, and they're frustrated with the economy. That's what I'm thinking, but that's
right.
crazy to me. But I know I know what button I'm pushing come November. I'm pushing the other D button.
And for your audience, if you can vote now. My mom said she
right.
voted yesterday. You know,
oh, yeah?
So there's a lot of early polling places, you know, where you can vote early. So go out there
mm-hmm.
and you know that, you know, a lot of people, we don't feel like our vote counts, but every vote counts. So we got
absolutely.
To definitely get out there and show up at the polls. You know, I was most frustrated during this election at some of the religious leaders that said they wouldn't vote. They was going to stay home from the polls and
mm-hmm.
encouraging their congregations to stay home because of Barack Obama's stance on gay marriage. But I'm like, dude, I'm like, that is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
It is.
You know?
It is. This man has brought the troops home, some of the troops home. He's got your boy over there in Iraq, shot him up, brought a finger back. He's done so much. You know,
yeah.
he's providing...
The unemployment rate is under 8% for the first time in 4 years. So,
yes.
4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't understand why people... But, you know, I tell people, I don't care who you're voting for, as long as you vote. Make your... Exercise your right. Too many people died trying to vote. Please vote. Voting is so important, whether you think it or not. If you registered, vote. You know what frustrates me is people that register to vote and don't go to vote. You know what I'm
wow.
saying? It's like, really? Get out there and vote. Now, what else are you working on? First of all, let me say, I'm all up on your Instagram. See you getting your workout on. I'm like, dang, Rodney, getting his sexy on. What you doing? You eating better? You looking good? What you doing, Rodney?
Just trying to just be healthier. You know,
mm-hmm.
I got an opportunity to work on a TV show a couple of months back. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was my – I was trying to get down to a goal weight. You know, you don't want to be on TV without a neck. I'm just trying to get my neck together. You know, that's what I'd be really shooting for, getting my neck. You know, that's the first thing you go away when you get – when you get fat, you know, that you have a little – your head be sitting on your shoulders real tight. So I'm trying to just get me a neck. So, so that's kind of the thing in a nutshell. And and other than that, you know, I shot my comedy special. You know, I think I told you about that before. That's,
yes.
that's coming out. That'll be out at the beginning of 2013. It's editing right now. And so it's scheduled for
Yay.
Beginning of the year. And I
excited.
Shot this show for Bounce TV called Off the Chain, man. It's a stand-up comedy show. And I'm excited about it. It is literally off the chain.
Now, Bounce TV, that's a new network, right?
It is. It's a brand-new network. Yeah, only 1 year in existence. This is their first original programming. And, man, it's like what I compare it to is like I feel like I've gotten the opportunity to buy stock in Apple, you know, early.
Oh, wow.
You know,
congratulations.
It's just getting off the ground. So it's a huge blessing. And we're in 65 million households around the country, and it's still growing. It's the fastest growing network out there. So it'll be difficult to find maybe for some of your viewers. So go to BounceTV.com and check where it is in your area, because it's the only broadcast television network. It's not exclusively on cable. So you don't have to have cable to see it. So if you're one of those people out there that don't have cable, you can go to Walmart and buy an antenna and pick this thing up.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. What time is the show going on? What time is it coming on? And what's...
It's called Off the Chain. October 22nd is our debut episode, and we'll be on for an hour from 9 and 9.30. They'll show two episodes back-to-back, like almost a little mini marathon. So two episodes on the debut show. So, you know, the debate is going to be just wrapping up, you know, click over, because you're going to be stressed out. Click over to Bounce TV and get your laugh on.
I can't wait. I'm excited because I know my blood pressure is going to go up while watching this damn debate on Monday. So I'm excited. I can't wait to check it out. You know, you're always welcome back on the Side Effect to promote whatever you're doing. You are a friend, officially a friend forever on the Side Effect Radio Show. Congratulations on the new show.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. I know you have a choice on who you talk to. And might I add, I have been stalking your internet activities as well, and I'm very impressed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think.
Yeah.
That's our show for today. Thank you all for joining me today. I do appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to my boy Rodney Perry for always showing love and swinging by the Side Effect Radio Show. Support his show on Bounce TV tonight at 9 p.m. and 9:30. The show is called Off the Chain. Also, don't forget, the debates are on. So when the debates go off at 9, well, come on at 9 p.m. I think they'll be off around 10, but you can TiVo it. You can catch it online. Check your local listings where you can catch Bounce TV, Rodney Perry, Off the Chain. Also, this week, Wednesday, I'll be interviewing gospel artist Canton Jones, one of my favorite gospel artists. And also on Thursday, I will have motivational speaker, AIDS activist Hydea Broadbent. So tune in Wednesday and Thursday. Continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Psy Effect fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Psy Effect.